Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. When we use scientific names for plants, we use two names. The first is the genus the plant belongs to, which is a general group, so to speak. The second name is the specific epithet or species, which narrows it down to one individual plant with its own distinguishing characteristics. A plant in bloom now is redbud Cercus canadensis. If someone finds a redbud growing in nature that's somewhat different, maybe with a white flower rather than a pink flower, that plant gets a third name, a variety, and usually that plant can reproduce by seed. A plant developed by a grower, which has a special characteristic, is considered a cultivar, and it too gets a third name. Here's an example of each. An example of a variety is Cercus canadensis variety alba, a naturally occurring white-flowered tree. Forest pansy is a cultivar. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.